thank God so very much for this season, Christmas festivities that we've gathered today for the nine lessons and carol service. You are all welcome. You are all welcome to this service. Amen. Efisiapo. Efisiapo. On behalf of session, let me say we are very sorry for how cold the sanctuary is. I know that it's not easy, but because of the love of God, you are here to worship your God. And I'm saying sorry because the entire church, you've given us the mandate to use the money over there for the cooling and heating system of this sanctuary. And not that we have not paid heed to you. In fact, we began to do it, and the technicians came here to inspect. And they said, regarding this very sanctuary, yes, they should have started even earlier. But for them to penetrate from this sanctuary into the other edifice where the children meet and all that, we need a mechanical engineer to come and survey so that per the direction or the directives of the mechanical engineer, we can do it. That is why I want to do Kakrano. Mechanical engineer, you are GDSM. After winter, Humber Barber Shena, Yetimi, Aye. Yet two anamon, and Kenyam, Sadiano Dianca, Abia Hano, and ye say, Yankasa cry, what demi? I catch you only as a weapon, see, why? A weapon, see, good. Yamima, we bless the name of the living God, and we thank you, all the groups, for the wonderful songs, the wonderful carol giving us. Now, JY4D, and we want to say more with you. I want the JY to sing this particular song on Wednesday, the Christmas day. Why? You should go and polish it and add whatever you want to add so that you will sing that. Yes, I will use that for the sermon. You sing that song and I will preach on Wednesday. So JY, get yourself prepared. Your song is rated number one, you know. And also, I thank the YPG so very much for the availability. YPG for Moody and also Nejawum. 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 Aye. Obian Swayade. Yamishramupa. Amen. Friends, the readings that we've had, the nine readings, is talking generally, talking about the fall of man and how God in heaven saw how man had fallen. And for that matter, he made a way to save you and to save me. So he began with promises and prophecies through his servants, prophets, so that his people will be aware that no matter your condition that you are in, I, God, I'm good. God is good. And all the time, I will come and save you and put you at a higher pedestal. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, that a day came that somebody called Mary was conceived. And when the time was due, a child was born into this world. And the child became Jesus. He is Jesus. And he has power to save, power to heal, power to provide whatever we may need. Amen. So this morning, I want us to talk briefly about the lesson that was read in the Gan. Was it the seventh lesson? The lesson that was read in Ghana by Mama Edna. The seventh lesson, yes. And the theme that I want us to consider is God Almighty identifies with the vulnerable. God Almighty identifies with the vulnerable. Please, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this meeting. Mediate your word through me to your people and lift us up. Let us understand your word. Let us apply to our lives and bless us accordingly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. There were some shepherds shepherding their flock by night. And I want to give a brief background. It has to do with the rich men of the day before Jesus was born. They were rich and they had all things to themselves. They had cattle, they have flock of sheep and everything to themselves. And what they do or they were doing at the time has to do with this, that if you go to them for a borrowing, for money, they know that you don't have. So when it's time for you to pay and you are not paying, then they will hire you. And you will go and rear their sheep for them. And you will rear their sheep even if it is night. You cannot come home to sleep. You will sleep in that cold weather, in that bad weather, so that they were doing that, the bourgeois of the day at the time. And you know, they were in the church. They were the Sadducees and the Pharisees at the time. They had money. So they will send these poor people as shepherds by night into the field to cater for their sheep. And you see, when they are there, because of the condition that they were in, cold weather, you don't have money, and maybe you are hungry, you will yearn for a savior. You will yearn for a time that somebody will come to your aid, to help you, to save you. Yearning for. A saddle with problems, the person will always have a contract heart, a broken heart. Obi ani o chiri ni biya no. Say ebre no we nyame. We yare a, we jin nyame. When you are sick, you are drawn to God. When you need something, you are drawn to God. When you come to your wit's end and the subjects, the academic work, the subjects are so difficult, you cry unto God, God help me, God help me. So these shepherds, because of their circumstance and their condition at the time, they were yearning for God. They had a broken heart, yearning for God. And because of how they were yearning for God, that yearning also attracted God to become or to look down upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know the problem that you face. I don't know the challenge that you are going through. But I'm here to tell you that God identifies with the vulnerable. So during that circumstance, he had to send his angels, go and attend to these shepherds because they are yearning for me. They want to see my glory. They want to see me coming to their aid. So the angels descended. Amen. Friends, as you are here, and because of the love of God, you are even in this cold, cold condition, in this sanctuary. May you be visited by the angels of God. May the angelic visitation locate you.
onyame ma na bɔ fo mesra wo amen me se onyankopɔ ma na bɔ fo mesra wo amen
oh yes
and one thing I like about God is this first and foremost the most vulnerable people in this world has to do with children so these are beautiful children eh? They are people that God identifies with because God identifies with people, with children. Amen. Amen. Children, are you here? God is with you. Say amen. God is with you. Say amen. He loves you. He wants to go everywhere you go with you. Yes, you are going to the restroom. He's there with you. You're going to school. He's there with you. In the school bus, he's there with you. He loves you. God loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me. Young Quay, yes. Jesus
loves me.
Being cheated upon. You are here. Family members are throwing you here and there because you don't have. Maybe your husband or your wife is also not treating you well. I want to tell you that God identifies with the vulnerable. May you be answered by God. Amen. May God Almighty answer you. Amen. Oh yes, because He is God. And he identified with the vulnerable. So you are here and you look down upon the poor. You want to cheat somebody who has a problem, who is with a challenge. You want to tread over those who are not strong. You are here. You are a bully in your school. Be careful about that. If the person cries unto God and God answers, it will not be good for you, oh. I'm not a prophet of doom, so I won't say what will happen. But I'm saying that it will not be good for you. So you are here and you are a bully. Don't do it. Because you have the tag of Jesus over your life. And you will be born. Why? Amen. Yeah, what are you seeing here? Yeah, what are you seeing Nyanka? Eh? Oh, yeah, meet your mom, Bible. And yeah, and you're careful. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll catch it right. Say, Lord, have mercy. Say it again, Lord, have mercy. Lo and behold, when the angels appeared unto the shepherds, according to scripture, they were so afraid. No, Musro. No, Musro. Yes, because you see, the glory was too much. You remember in the Old Testament when King Solomon was inaugurating his sanctuary for the first time and they prayed there and the glory of God descended and even pastors, ministers ran away from the sanctuary. Why? Because the glory was too much. It was too much. So when they saw the glory of God accompanying the shepherds towards them, they were so afraid. Friends, as we are about to end this year, I know you are thinking about a DNA Radi woman. And I'm person. Say Radi, I mean, say you cry, it's a bit nice, you know, meeting me the boy life, you know, me the marriage anniversary. Wife, now you're sure so who can who has an hour. Oh, see what you are, old dressing, you know, hell. Well, I am a baby, I'm a baby. Hallelujah! What I want to say is this, that if you are afraid, you dread about something, because the following year you think, hey, I mean, I'm here and then you beat me in Romani. Can't worry. Don't be afraid. We have a God who identifies with the vulnerable. As we sit here, as we are here before him, under his feet, he is identifying us and he will carry us into the new year, into the new year. Or the other call from us from the amen. And you are here as a student. You dread certain subjects. You are afraid of certain subjects. Not really afraid, but you dread about certain subjects in school. The mathematics, that science, that social studies. You are afraid. You have God. He is with you. Don't be afraid. Don't dread those subjects. Tell God, God, open up my mind. Give me wisdom and knowledge, and he shall supply you. Amen. Oh, yes. So the angel spoke. You need not be afraid. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth amongst those who the Lord is pleased with. And you are not going to be afraid. You are not going to be afraid. You are not going to be Oh yes, God is pleased with you. It is called your home bonnet. Amen. Yes, I want to end it. Our dear. So, as you leave here, the message for this carol service is this, that God identifies with the vulnerable. Make sure you don't treat any vulnerable person badly. Otherwise, God will answer. And the answer may not be good, but try as much as possible to help, to assist somebody. And God will also support your cause. God bless you for listening for his word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please be upstanding as we pray.